Now, I understand that everyone's shit's emotional right now. So listen up. I got a 3-point plan that's gonna fix everything. Number one, we got this guy not sure. Number two, he got a higher IQ than any man alive. Number three, he gonna fix everything. I give you my word as president. He gonna fix all the problems with the dead crops. He gonna make them grow again. And that's not all. I give you my word. He gonna fix the dust storms too. I give you my word. He gonna fix the economy. And he's so smart. He's gonna do it all in 1 week. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, many of you talk when you watch my videos on the decline of our IQ, which, as you know, is happening for genetic reasons. We have substantially lost the percentage of populations in Europe with alleles associated with very high IQ has declined over the last three generations, and we have lost about 15 IQ points, which is the difference between a school teacher and a university lecturer over the last 100 years or so. Many of you say to me, well, the film Idiocracy is our future. It's become quite a trite comment. It's a comment that I get quite a lot. The film Idiocracy, then, is our future. Idiocracy is a prophecy. So I would like to finally review the film Idiocracy. And that comment, the film Idiocracy is our future, half and half. I would say it gets about half of things right and about half of things wrong. It fails to understand that the film Idiocracy will be our future a lot more quickly than it predicts. And secondly, our future will be very considerably worse than that portrayed in the film Idiocracy. Now, let's have a look, first of all, at what it seems to get wrong. One of the things that's very interesting about it, a very interesting observation. So it begins with two sets of parents. One is a high IQ set of parents. The other is a low IQ set of parents. The high IQ set of parents seem to be sort of very typical upper middle class Democrat voting type people. And the low IQ set of parents are just people that live in trailer park, in a trailer park, basically. One thing it gets wrong is that it states that the wife has a high, among the more intelligent couple, that the wife has a higher IQ than the husband. That is often not the case in the research. It's often the other way round. That's a minor point. The women tend to marry up in that way. But basically, it portrays a middle-class couple who are obsessed with planning. They plan for the future. They see having a child as something very, very serious, something very, very important. They care about it. They want to make sure their child can compete. They want to make sure their child is going to be okay. And so they want to make sure that it's economically the right time to have the child. They want to make sure they have enough money to have the child. They want to make sure they can put the child, through private school or something like that. They're basically highly materialistic. Now, they've got that right because you would expect people who were more intelligent to have imbibed the current ideology. Because more intelligent people have the impulse control to force themselves to believe it. They understand the benefits of being on the winning team and of believing it, and so they're more likely to believe it. So what you see with those people then are people that are very materialistic. They're not particularly religious. They have absorbed the current ideology of materialism, and therefore they think it's all about materialism. They have no trust in God or anything that God will provide. It's all about materialism, and they want to make sure they're materially wealthy enough, and they're worried about being materially wealthy enough in order to have a child. And so they put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off. They are anxious about the good of their child. Being high in intelligence, they think a lot about the future and they plan for the future, and they put off having a child. Until by the end of it, the woman is so worried about it, she's freezing her eggs, and they have trouble having children, and they have trouble passing on their genes. And why does she finally end up wanting to have a child, not be able to, it's because of anxiety, mortality sayings. This is interesting. There's a study, and I will link it below, which shows that one of the things that predicts wanting to have children is mortality salience, is the fear of death. So once you get to the age of about 40, which they do, then the scepter, you have a midlife crisis, I suppose, the scepter of death sort of comes along, and therefore you want to have children. Now, why would mortality salience make you want to have children? Well, a number of interrelated reasons. One is that mortality salience makes you more instinctive, and one instinct we have, it brings in your instincts, is to want to have children. A second reason is once you think about death, you kind of think about what are you going to pass on, what's the point of life, and one point you can give yourself is having children, is that can be one, you know, purpose to things. And so, therefore, you desire to have children. And this would mean, interestingly, that if we were in this evolutionary mismatch where we're evolved to have death all around us all the time, if we don't have death all around us, then our instincts will go awry and we won't have children, which is perhaps why more intelligent people don't have children, because they are lower in instinct. There's some evidence for that higher intelligent people are lower in instinct. And therefore, if you take away the mortality salience, they stop... Well, not so much desiring to have children, but they stop having children. There isn't the thing to push them into having children. So this, it gets very, very, very right. And what it also gets right with regard to the trailer park couple is that they are simply, they don't think about the future. They don't care about the future. They are low in impulse control. They are low in intelligence. They just have sex and they get pregnant by accident. And that's how they end up having so many children. In fact, there's a scene in it where the man says, "I thought you were on the pill or some shit." You know, that he can't believe that she's managed to get pregnant again. Now, the result is that those people are the future, and the IQ of the society collapses, and this is what is portrayed in the film Idiocracy. Now, first of all, then, what does it get wrong? Well, what it gets wrong is, first of all, the time span. So if we look at per capita innovation, this, which is a marker of how intelligent the society is, and it parallels the rise and fall of lots of other markers of intelligence as well, as I look at in my book, At Our Wit's End, Why We're Becoming Less Intelligent and What It Means for the Future, we reached a peak of very, very high intelligence in about the year 1870, and since then we've been in decline. Based on reaction times, which are a robust correlate of intelligence, negative correlate of intelligence, so that means the stupider you are, the shorter your reaction time, the longer your reaction times are, then we lost 100 IQ points between the year 15 IQ points between the year 1880 and 1900, which, as I said, is a substantial fall. And think what that does of the percentage of people that have very high IQ, or very low IQ. Anyway, so this means that we reached a peak in the year 1870 of per capita major innovation. We are now back where we were in the year 1600, and by the end of the century, according to current trends, we will be back where we were in about 1100 or 1000, i.e. during the Dark Ages, during a period of collapse. So we will be in collapse. Society will have collapsed back into something horrific over the next 100 years. Now, this film prognosticates that it will take 500 years for this to happen. It's set in the year 2505, which the film was made in 2005, so it's set 500 years later. That's not correct. That's too long a time span. It will happen far more quickly than that. The second thing it gets wrong is that you would expect an environment like that, the chaos of the environment, would make people much more religious. There would be much more of a religious dimension to the society. Religiosity doesn't seem to exist in that society. It basically is the materialism of the year 2005, sort of made a bit worse and transposed forward in time. No, the society would be highly religious. People would be very, very religious. They'd be high in mortality salience. They'd be high in instinct. And therefore, they'd be extremely religious. Thirdly, the society seems to be quite high in trust. It seems people sort of get along. There's a sense in which they understand each other and trust each other. And it's a large-scale society. The United States is still held together under the presidency of Dwayne Elizondo Comancho, who I was channeling at the beginning of the show, who is an African-American. No, that wouldn't be the case. When intelligence starts to fall, trust levels start to fall, you get lots of conflict and violence and breakup, as is happening in America, one could argue, as we speak. And the result of that is that large policies come apart and they are reduced down into much smaller policies. So there would be no United States of America in the probably 100 at the end of the century, let alone 500 years hence. There would be no United States of America. That's what happens in the fall of Roman civilization, in the fall of whatever, is that large policies come apart into smaller polities because trust levels are low, conflict is high, and everything sort of breaks up into smaller polities where people can trust each other. So that's not accurate either. Then we look at the living standards. They prognosticate, interestingly, they prognosticate the Chinese credit system where everyone has a tattoo with their barcode on them, and that's how society is controlled. Now that's interesting because you would, of course, expect as IQ goes down, criminality and disorder to go up. And so you would have to come up with some kind of way of controlling people. So that's interesting that there might be something like that. But there wouldn't be, with an IQ that low, I mean, it would be 85 by the end of the century. So compared to 100 now, you wouldn't be able to maintain AI or robots or anything complicated like that. It would all fall apart. So you wouldn't be able to have any system like that. You have them there playing computer games and with really all of the benefits that you have in 2005. No, these things wouldn't be there. All of these things are interconnected. You have the electricity, the internet, all of these different things, and the ability to sustain them is underpinned by high intelligence. And if one of them fails, they all fail because they're all interconnected. And so everything would fail. So there would be a reduction back to a much simpler way of life. People say, oh, robots will save us. It's this sort of trite argument. No, they won't. You have to have the intelligence to make the robots. You have to have the intelligence to fix the robots. You have to have the intelligence to maintain the robots. And the robots can only be maintained as part of a broader system where you can keep the electricity going and you can keep everything on. Well, you can't do that once society becomes as stupid as is being prognosticated. So no, none of these things are going to happen. It would be a breakup into a much simpler way of life. More like a return to the land, a return to farming, the collapse of the cities. The whole thing, by the way, is urban. It's set in the cities. No. That wouldn't be the future. It would be a return to smaller polities, to smaller towns, to a simpler, smaller scale way of life. The idea that you would be able to sustain, as you see in the film, some mega city is extremely unlikely. Everything would be interconnected. Everything would fall apart. So that would go. And another thing they get wrong is, and it's interesting this, that History Debunked has talked about the overrepresentation of ethnic minority people in history movies and in whatever, and in contemporaneous contemporaneous dramas. Well, they are overrepresented in those things. They are heavily underrepresented, it seems, in films about the future, because the breeding patterns are that ethnic minorities breed much more substantially than white people. So there would be way more people that were non-white in the future, far more than you see in the film Idiocracy. Very, very considerably more. So that's also something they get wrong. They over-represent white people, massively over-represent them, which is an interesting quirk that they over-represent them. So but there you are. So those are all the things that they seem to have got wrong. It's much worse than they are portraying. And also you have this sense of fun. And at the end, one of the characters, I don't want to give away the plot, but there's a character decides it's jolly good there in the future. No, you wouldn't decide that. There's no way that period would be better than living in 2005 in any reasonable kind of way. It would be very unpleasant. Although perhaps there would be a sense of meaning, because with it being instinctive, we'd be more in an evolutionary match. So perhaps there would be more of a sense of meaning in people's lives, which you, by the way, don't see in that film. You see that they're obsessed with sex. You see that they're whatever. You see that they have kind of the mores of 2005, but they're stupid. No. It would they might have a sense of meaning and of religious meaning. Now, otherwise, they get a lot of things right. As society people become lower in IQ, you get more corruption. And there's massive levels of corruption in the movie. The presidential State of the Union address is sponsored by Pepsi Cola. They water plants using sort of soft drinks, basically, for reasons of corruption. Because another thing they prognosticate very interestingly is that democracy has become debased and that the whole system has been taken over by corporations. I mean, that's incredibly prescient if you consider what's happening now. Incredibly prescient with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and the power that they have. That's incredibly prescient. So they've got that correct. They've got correct that you have stupidity in all positions of society. So it's not just that, you know, when IQ goes down, you don't get any doctors or you don't get any lawyers. You do. They're just very corrupt and very stupid and very bad at their jobs. And this is, of course, portrayed in Idiocracy. You have this obsession with sex. That is indeed the case. In lower IQ societies, people simply become more instinctive. One of our instincts is sex, and we're less able to suppress it. And so as you go back, people are more sexually voracious. This is it's noteworthy that Shakespeare plays, I mean, we're back at the IQ of about 1600. Shakespeare plays had to be censored by about 1800 because they were considered to be too obsessed with sex. So the people of 1800, who were much more intelligent than the people of 1600, found this was distasteful. And no. So you can see that they've got that absolutely right. The obsession with sex, the debasing of democracy, and the sort of de facto dictatorship of this highly charismatic president. It's all based around his charisma and his, you know, personality and whatever. That's absolutely right. And the way that he reifies things like the economy and whatever, as if it's just something that can be magically fixed. That's also correct. It's Caesarism, and that's one thing that Oswald Spengler predicts happens with the collapse of in the winter of civilization. You get the rise of some Caesar who is allowed to sort of take charge and do something about the chaos, and that is what is the case with President Camacho. That's his purpose. You get extremely high levels of violence. This is associated with low IQ as well, because people that have low IQ have lower empathy, lower understanding of other people's feelings. And so they you have a gladiatorial arena and things like that, and you know, just a very, very violent, bloodthirsty society. But that would be incongruous with the kind of technology and so on that this society portrays as being maintained. You have frivolity, a sort of bread and circuses, people playing computer games and watching television all the time, no real interest in anything else. Yep, it's got that right. And so a lot of things it's got right. It's people say Idiocracy is the future. Yes, it is, but it is much worse than Idiocracy. Idiocracy, but a horror movie. And Idiocracy, nowhere near 500 years from now. 100 years hence at most. That is when we are looking at a collapse. And if you want more detail on how this is going to happen, you've got my book, At Our Wit's End, Why We Become Less Intelligent, What It Means to the Future. And you've got my book, The Past is a Future Country, which will be coming out next year. So I hope this has been of interest. If it has, then please subscribe. It really helps if you do that. Please subscribe here on BitChute and on Odyssey. I remember I live stream Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York. If you want to support the channel, you can see the ways to do so below. And I give you my word that I will be back with a video next week. And I give you my word that it'll be pretty based. And goodbye.